My name is William Bill Owens III, and in this journal I publish stories of those who have encountered supernatural, paranormal, bizarre, and otherwise unexplainable phenomena, benevolent or malevolent, or benign, and who feel they can't turn anywhere else but need to be listened to. You may do with this information what you will. Tyler Lee opens the door in a bathrobe. He's disheveled. His hair is untidy, he is unshaven, his clothes are unkempt, and in his right hand he holds a bottle of pills. "Wait," he mumbles. "Give me a sec." He shuts his eyes and lifts his free hand as he's trying to remember something. Then he snaps his fingers. "Bill, right? Bill Owens. That's me. I forgot you were coming, man." He yawns and holds the door open and nods his head in the direction of his living room. And he shuts it behind me. "Is it a long night?" "Yeah, I guess you could say that. Hey, you want coffee? I got coffee." Yeah, sure. Thanks." I follow him into the kitchen, which is filthy beyond reason. The dishes in the sink are stacked higher than the faucet, and the floor is sticky. I can feel this even through my shoes. And on the counter are fewer than 6 Chinese takeout boxes, with various amounts of old food still inside. 2 full trash bags are tied up by the garbage can, which is also full. As he prepares the drinks, he says, "Have a seat at the counter?" "Yeah." I pause when I see that the seat is obstructed. "Where did you want the pile of dirty clothes?" He turns around and squints. "That's where I put those, just throw them on the table, that's fine." I do that, and I take my seat, and I set up my recorder and press play. A moment later, Tyler turns around with 2 cups of coffee and hands me one. But while I'm adding in the cream, he stops. And his eyes open up wide, and he pushes the other mug down and pats himself all over, as if he lost something important.
"Whoa, what?" he says. "Where's
the pills?" "They're still in your hand." He looks at his hand, and the presence of the pill bottle startles him.
"Oh," he says. "Thanks.
Don't mention it." He unscrews the lid and produces 2 tablets for himself. He stares at those, then shrugs and shakes the bottle enough to get a third, and then downs all without water, and screws the lid back on and puts it on the counter across from me. And then he stops again.
You want to go to the
living room? Probably more comfortable." "Yeah, I'd like that, thanks." I follow him there and take my seat after moving both the piles of clothes, and the cat sleeping underneath them, to the other end of the couch. It's cluttered, but not revolting, in the room.
"Yeah, don't mind Gus," says Tyler. "He's a feisty little dude, but he won't hurt you."
The cat plops down on the floor and moves over to the far end of the room and finds a new place in the empty chair there. And he glares at me while he's settled. I ignore the cat, and I click my pen. "So thanks for having me." He yawns and nods. When he can, he says,
"So you work for, like, some paper or something?"
"I run an independent journal called The Tales from the Shadows, and I interview folks, like yourself, who have experience with the paranormal or the explained."
"Oh, right. You mentioned that on the phone.
So you said that you had a run-in with some kind of recurring nightmare. Is that what it was?" He nods, and he takes a sip of his coffee and sets the mug down.
"You know how in scary movies there's like a hallway? And the lights, they start shutting off at the end. And they work their way towards the camera until the whole scene is dark."
"Yeah, sure."
"Dreams were a lot like that."
"Okay."
"Except it wasn't a hallway. It could be anything. First dream I had that I really remember, I was in a car. And I mean, I was just flying down the road. Going like a 100, 110, something like that. And the whole time I was watching this huge hulking shadow in the rear view. No matter how fast I was driving, that thing was always right behind me, gaining, actually."
I couldn't tell if the pills or the coffee or the story itself, but Tyler is slowly gaining coherency as he speaks. The shadow. Was there something in it?
Didn't need to be. All I knew was in the dream, if it got me, I was dead.
I nod. Write that down. "How'd you get away?" I asked. "Or did you?"
"Oh, I did. It's weird, because the solution at least in the dream, was obvious. I had to kill myself. Yeah. And luckily, the road is like a mountain road, so there's like cliffs everywhere. Came up to a turn, and instead of veering left, I just gunned it. You made a whooshing sound, and sweeps his flat palm through the air a foot above his lap. You drove over the edge. And that did the trick. Shadow started following me over the edge, but I hit the ground before it got me. I think, anyway. Did one of those jump wake-ups. You know those? Yeah, sure. But you get scared awake when you fall. Sure. You get scared awake when you fall. Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't sleep for the rest of the night either. It was at like 2 in the morning, so I was all groggy for work the next day. It pissed me off. Were you concerned at all? During the next day, I mean? Gus, who'd been kept awake for our discussion, runs over from the other chair and settles in his lap, and he begins to pat him.
You hungry, little dude? He says. Eat yet, huh?
Gus looks up at him expectantly. Hang on. He gets up. Gus follows and heads to the kitchen. A moment later, I hear the sound of cat food sliding out of a bag and hitting plastic. Then he puts it back and takes a seat back on the couch. Sorry, man. What was that? Were you concerned about the dream the next day? He frowns, shakes his head.
I don't know. Not really. Figured it was just some dream, right?
But then it came back. There was a brief pause. He looks at the floor.
Yeah, he says.
Came back that night. Same idea, different setup. Oh, so not in the car. He shakes his head. Second dream, I was in this really, really cramped house. Not a small house or anything, but seriously, every room in it was cluttered with shit, like tables, beds, chairs, lamps. There was dream gravity, too, so most of it was set up on the walls and the ceiling. Didn't think twice about it at the time, but it made it extra hard to run through.
And the shadow followed you.
Yeah, it was never more than like a full room length behind me, and I'm scrambling, I'm banging my knee on corners and shit, and I'm trying to get away as fast as I can, but it kept getting closer. I don't remember the order of the rooms, but I remember some of them. One was a kitchen, and I remember, like, it's weird, like, the ceiling was just a big fridge. I can't explain that, but there it was. Whole ceiling was an open fridge. It was freezing in there, man, like real cold. And there was a dining room table beneath that. And then there was like a bedroom where there was like this tunnel what do you call those standing dressers? The really nice ones. An armoire?
Yeah. A bunch of armoires that were like leaning into each other, and I had to crawl through those, and eventually there was like a balcony, and right before the shadow got me, I jumped over the edge.
And then you woke up.
Yeah, and then I woke up, yeah.
So, I'm assuming at this point you might have become concerned. Similar intense dreams back to back must have been alarming. Now, honestly, man, at that point, I was just more focused on getting sleep. See, I started dozing off at my desk. My boss takes me aside. He reads me the riot act about professionalism or whatever. Can't remember exactly what he said because all the energy I had left was just, I was just focused on pretending to listen, you know? So I, yes, sir, no, sir. So he shuts up. Go back to my desk and like instantly, I'm sleeping again. He snaps his fingers and startles Gus, who'd been preoccupied with a jingling toy beneath the coffee table. Then through his laughter, while I smile, Tyler says,
Holy shit, man. Boss comes by and he's all, You fucking seriously? You know, get your shit, go home, and happens again, you're done, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, God, I was so out of it. And I'm like, whatever, man. Wasn't even trying to disrespect the guy, right? But I'm all, whatever, man. I get my coat and bag and I walk off. Whole office is staring at me.
Did the dream occur again? His smile is gone.
No.
But it happened on the way back home. He fell asleep at the wheel.
But I couldn't help myself. I was sitting in traffic on I-95 and it was like bumper to bumper, you know, back when they were doing that They work on the ramp up by Gino's.
I'm not from around here, actually.
Oh, right. Well, they were building this on-ramp for another highway that stretched over the road, so traffic was really, really bad after work. And I'm sitting there, and I'm blasting my music to stay awake, but I couldn't. Dozed off there and there. Dozed off then and there. Well, yikes. And that time, almost immediately the dream starts. I'm in my car again, bumper-to-bumper traffic, but here it is. It's like, I don't know. Road is easily 6 lanes wide, filled with cars as far as the eye can see. You know, but they were all empty, right? Some of the doors were open, some of the hazards were on, like it was some kind of apocalypse, and everybody got stuck on the road, just abandoned their cars. And the shadow was coming up from behind you. Turn around, there it is. Whole countryside's getting eaten up by it, so I try to run, but the other cars are parked so close that I can't open the door all the way, so I'm like, shit. Decide to try to crawl out of the sunroof, and as I'm squeezing out of it, the car behind me starts honking. I'm like, I thought everyone was gone, you know? So I turn around, it's empty, it's still honking, the other cars join in, as soon as the whole damn road's honking like crazy, the shadows, probably, I don't know, like 2-3 car lengths behind me, honking gets louder and louder, and just as the shadow gets me, right on my forearm, he holds up his left arm and moves the bathrobe sleeve down to the elbow to reveal a lacing network of bizarre, blackened veins. Look profoundly diseased. I wake up. Traffic's let up. Everyone's honking away at me for holding up the line. Good God. So what if it gets you in the dream? Real life too. Yeah. Didn't notice till I got home. Adrenaline wore off and it was just this excruciating pain, man. I mean, I can't describe it. I looked at my arm and saw this. Black veins, and it was spreading. Did you call 911? No. Not at first, see. He wipes his nose with the back of his hand, leans back, stretches his arms across the back of the couch. Tried to ignore it, took some ibuprofen, which helped, and I started doing research on it. Google's like, black shadow followed me in my dream. Got a bunch of nonsense. Googled, dream shadow hurts, real life, something like that. I can't remember. But I got a bunch of nonsense there, too. And finally, I found this old forum where someone mentions what they call the dream demon. Molthus, or Molthrung, something, I can't remember. But anyway, it manifests as a shadow in your dream. Wants to bring you into its realm. It's scary shit. He sips from his coffee and puts it down. Any solution? He nods and keeps his eyes on the ground. Yeah. He says, had to go into its realm. I look up from my pad. You had to let it take you. I thought, nah, man, if it took me, I'm fucked, right? But if I found a way inside myself and I beat it. And it, what, dies? Leaves you alone? Nah, I couldn't tell you. Definitely the second one. I don't know what happened to it. Okay. Gus comes back into the room with a full belly and begins playing with a toy beneath the table. Are you full, buddy? Tyler says. He looks under the table, smiles, looks back up. Anyway, meanwhile, the pain's coming back, right? And I look at my arm, the whole thing's turning black, running up to the veins to my heart. I manage to call 911, and I don't know if it was the shadow or the panic. I passed out. I'm guessing this thing isn't restricted to dream. He shakes his head. Got stronger this time. Maybe because it's already had me. I don't know. Starts to rock back and forth for a bit, looking at the ground, wide-eyed, lost in thought. Where were you this time? He looks up. In this dream, or whatever it was. Some field at night, man. Wasn't even fair, you know? Wasn't fair. Nowhere to go, nowhere to run, hide, nowhere to... It's not like you could have hidden anyway, right? I mean, I guess not, yeah. But there was no way to escape it this time. The other dreams had some way back, edge of the cliff, railing, honking, whatever. This one just Me in a field, tall grass, wheat, something. It. Trees at the edge of the field, like, way, way off, and a light. A light.
He nods. Sips his coffee.
I don't know how I knew this man, but that light, like way out there in the trees, it was always there. In every dream I had, I remember seeing it. In the car, like when I flew over the cliff, it was there. Way out in the distance, like the pillar of light. In the house, it was coming in from underneath a door in a room I didn't go into. And on the highway, it was at the end of the road. I don't know how far down.
Any idea what it was?
Yeah, man. Snips. Wipes his hand again. Plays with Gus with his foot. It was the door to the Shadow's world. You believe that?
So even if the Shadow was attacking you, something about the way the dream was constructed made it like a game. There was a way to win. I thought the same thing myself. Got the impression it was giving me like a sporting chance or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, there I am, just sprinting through the field towards the light. Shadow's right on my ass, man. Like, right back there. Felt like some kind of shiver about to run down your spine. Finally make it to light, and by the time I do, I mean, there's like a literal freaking doorway in the ground. Like, right there. Like a cellar door or something. Don't hesitate. I throw it open. I jump in. I go down the stairs. It was the only way out. He stops. Gus leaps into his lap and purrs. He pats him absentmindedly. Seems to be getting some small comfort from his presence. Then he continues.
I don't know. I was somewhere else entirely.
I gave him a moment. And then I asked softly, what did this new place look like? Was it recognizable? Or,
In a way.
He scratched the cat behind the ears. It looked like my neighborhood as a kid. Cul-de-sac was there, basketball hoop at the end of the driveway. Eric's bike was lying on its side in his yard, which it always was. His parents hated that. They always yelled at him to put it up in the garage. And he would. And just do it again next time. Get a kick out of that, man. He smiled a bit. Sniffs. Anyway, it's like, I'm that kid again.
I was, actually.
I looked down. Like, what, 12? 11? 11 to 12? Something like that. And I'm walking home, and just everything is dark. It's daytime, but everything's, like, black. And there are these huge freaking vines covering everything. Shooting up to the road, the yard, everywhere. Trees are dead. Mailbox is, like, broken. And like I said, man, it was dark. I look up, there's this huge freaking storm cloud in the sky. Center of it is right over the middle of the cul-de-sac, like the swirling empty hole in the middle of it, the eye, like a hurricane.
Yeah, like the eye. Except it's like, it's not like clear sky you can see through it. It's just like this red energy, this light.
And I'm looking up, and from the eye comes this inky, freaky, tendrily black shit, right? Starts crawling out like some kind of, like, alien ooze or, like, something. I don't know, man. I knew it was the Shadow. I didn't like that. It didn't like that I was there, so I'm like, fuck that. So I start running to my old house, throw open the door, and I realize everything's just, it's just frozen. My dad, the way he was when I was a kid, mid-40s or whatever, sitting like a fucking statue on the couch, static on the screen. My mom's walking down the stairs, but like, ain't moving at all. Everything except me is frozen, dude.
Just you and the Shadow.
Just me and the Shadow, yeah. All the lights were off since it was daytime. Dad was a huge power bill Nazi, bro. Like, always throwing a fit if you turned the AC on and it wasn't at least 85 degrees or whatever. So the lights were off, and I can only see because of that tiny amount of light that was coming from outside. But that goes out. I'm like shimmying up the stairs trying not to touch my mom, and it's just blackness, dude. So I stop. Look out the windows, you know, and the Shadow is just wrapping itself around the house, and I'm watching it in the kitchen.
I hear my dad.
He gulps, rubs the back of his neck. I get the impression that the upcoming memory is particularly disturbing.
He goes, "Tyler, you left the door open, son." Just like that. It's all nice and polite, and that wasn't him, you know. I always did that as a kid. I swear to God, I just run in and leave the door wide open. Dad would lose his shit. Say like, "Tyler, God damn it, you're wasting AC," and slam it and shout, and he'd break my video games if I did it again. We laugh later about it, but it really pissed him off. But this time he's all, "Tyler, you left the door open, son. Come back down and shut it." And I turn and I look, and he was right, the door was wide open. I hadn't done that since I was like 15, 16, I don't know. And a shadow had crawled on through, and it, fuck, man, it had its freaking tentacle or whatever. It just wrapped around my dad's head, turned at this broken, unnatural angle. Eyes dead, mouth just hanging open, man, just like swinging by the jaw.
He imitates the look, rolls his eyes back and hangs his mouth open, dumb and lifeless. It might have been amusing in another context. And I book it, dude. I ran up the stairs, heard this slimy, slithering frickin' sound from the bottom floor, and then it was coming up the stairs, and right as I reached the top, I felt something grab my ankle. I just went down, hard. Like, clipped my chin on the floor. Even in the dream, that hurt like all hell, dude. I bit my tongue. He opens his mouth and extends his tongue. There's the faintest scar on the side of it. It's healed now, for the most part, but it's noticeable, if you know where to look.
"See that?" he says. Anyway, I turn around and he's got my mom just knocked her on her back on the stairs and like took her arm and cracked it back.
He tries to imitate the position, but it's obvious he can't.
Just broke it. Snap. Made it reach directly up and back and grab me by the ankle in fucking searing pain, man. My foot went numb and I could feel that stuff just crawling its way up my leg, same as my arm, but I got out. Crying and screaming like some scared kid, but I got out. I made it to my room, I slammed the door.
He's trembling, visibly. Shaking. Gus, standing up with his fur on end, appears concerned for his owner, or afraid himself. It's hard to tell.
The room was the same as it was when I left.
Had the Ninja Turtles poster on the wall, Legos, G.I. Joes, just everywhere, man. But like, everything else, it was dark and just filthy. Just so gross, dude. Vines everywhere, this weird goo dripping from them, and my bed in the middle, and I could see myself in it. Can you believe that? Here, I'm staring down at myself, me, as a kid. I don't know how it makes sense. Anyway, I was sleeping. I was having some kind of nightmare, kicking and thrashing and rolling over. Looked like I was sick or scared, but I couldn't wake up for the life of me.
Like some kind of astral projection within a dream. Fascinating. He snorts.
For you, maybe. I look up and there's this thing crouched at the end of my bed. I don't know how to explain it. My head is right up against the headboard, but this thing was behind me anyway, in the same space as the wall, like they were existing on top of each other in different dimensions.
What did this thing look like?
Just this dark, crooked-looking vest, right? And he's just covered in shadows, like it was thicker around him and than it ever been. Got his hands or claws or whatever near other me's temples, like directing the nightmare, and he's looking up at me, just scowling. Never seen anything so full of hate in my life. Didn't want me dead. It's like, I don't know, it wanted to keep me alive and torture me. That kind of hate.
The demon. He nods, picks up Gus and pets him. This helps him relax a bit, it seems.
"Yeah," he says. It stepped out from the bed, looked me up and down and snarled and pounced, and then...
He looks at the floor. The cat meows. And then?
And then they brought me back.
I shifted in my seat.
"What?
Who?"
"EMTs. Yeah, I was seizing on the floor. Said I bit my tongue, said I smashed my ankle against the edge of the couch, like... I tried to ask what the black shit in my veins was, but I couldn't. Like, I couldn't form the words. No, my head hurt so fucking bad, man. The vision swam. Felt lightheaded. Took me to the hospital after that. I spent the night, I think. There's silence for a bit. Gus climbs into Tyler's lap. Gets pet. I chew on my pen. Finally, I break the silence. Did the nightmare come back? He looks up at me. Then back down to the cat. Not for some time. Eventually, I told him about the nightmare. He shoot me over to the psych ward. Some shit like that. I get hooked up with all sorts of medicine, you know, dream killers. Slept really soundly for a long while. Forgot all about it. And then last week, I had a dream. Sitting at work alone, probably midnight. Maybe a bit later. Had the lights on, but realized I could only see like 20, 30 feet down the hallway. Think, you know, this is weird. Wonder what's going on with that. So I step out of my cubicle, I walk towards it. And that's when I hear footsteps, sprinting, pounding, like angry footsteps, coming towards me from another side in the shadows. Scared me so bad, I snapped awake. You know, every time I sleep, it's back. Gus plops off the couch and wanders off into the darkness of the hallway. That darkness is thick and unyielding in there. Perhaps Tyler picked up his father's anxiety over power bills. Perhaps not. The medicine, I say. That's what that was. I nod towards the bottle of pills. He picks it up. He rattles it a bit. It's nearly empty. Shakes his head. Nah, medicine stopped working a while back, or maybe I just got too used to it. I don't know. These are amphetamine salts. Like Adderall? Instant release, yeah. Went to another doctor. Spun up some bullwinder about, I don't know, can't focus at work, blah, 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 keeps me awake. How long since you've slept? He looks up, squints out the window at the setting sun. Day and a half, 2 days? Something like that. Sometimes I nod off for a few minutes. Doesn't take it long to come for me. It's hungry, Bill. I could feel that somehow. It's really hungry. Maybe if you know the cause of it, you could... He shakes his head. Done my research, my friend. No one knows the rhyme or reason. It latches on to you when you're gone. I find I have little say. I look at the floor. But it's okay, he says. I've come to terms with it, you know? I look back, furrow my brow. You're just gonna let it take you. He shakes his head. Nah, I'm not gonna give it the chance. Tyler. It's okay, Bill. If I'm going either way, I'm going on my terms. You know, I'll have to call the police. Do it. I reach for my phone. By the time they get here, I'll be gone, he says. I pace the living room with that phone to my ear, tried to ignore him. But I'm not giving that fucking thing the satisfaction. There's a pause. I just wanted to get all this off my chest before I went, so thank you. He stood up and he began walking down the hall. I made for his arm to stop him, but he thrashed and got free. Hello, 911? Yeah, I'd like to report a... There was a deafening bang. And then there was silence.
Hello, sir? Are you okay?
There was a beat. I don't believe I am, no. The police arrived 15 minutes after that, and they did their search and asked their questions. Then came the ambulance and a coroner, and I was ushered out of the house. I then turned the tape over to the investigators, and I went home and I wrote this account. At the very least, I like to imagine that Tyler Lee deprived the dream demon of even the smallest hint of satisfaction. And if anyone out there has information regarding this entity, please, contact me on my website.